239-1310, 239-1310, but on my live line. Oh, my goodness gracious, I'm so excited. Because tomorrow night up at Clues Memorial Hall, one of the great stars of television, one of the stars of screen, one of the stars of the stage, and somebody who began her career as a dancer, I didn't even know that, is going to be combining all of that. Well, maybe not the television thing, because she's going to be at Clues Hall, but she's going to be dancing. She's going to be singing. She's going to be performing. It's the one and only Jasmine Guy, and she's on our live line.
Hey, I'm sorry I sound like a drag queen. I've been sick this week, but I'm glad I finally got you, Amos.
I am glad that you're here, which means, A, that the plane made it, and you came through our wonderful airport. How are you, girl?
I'm fine. I really feel much better than I sound, but, you know.
Now, tomorrow, you're going to be Raising Cain, 8 o'clock, up at Clues Hall. It's a Harlem Renaissance Odyssey starring you and the Avery Sharp Trio. How did you get hooked up in this project?
Well, I've known Avery for a long time, like since I was 20 years old. And he's played with McCoy Tyner and John Coltrane. And, you know, he's like, can you come and do this reading?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I can read, you know. But over the last 5 years, it has become much more than that.
Mm.
Because I couldn't listen to that music and read those poems and address the beauty and the art that goes on
right.
in that decade of the Harlem Renaissance without moving. So it's become a lot more since then, but it's really a celebration of this decade between World War One and the Great Depression.
Right.
And all the money that was going into Harlem to support these artists. And it's also about politically where we were between W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, right. and Marcus Garvey. We have quite a story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like everything running smoothly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They came back from the war fighting for democracy in France and England, and black people were getting lynched. So, you know, they had another war to fight when they came home.
You have done so much in your career. You're now living down in the ATL, which I understand. Is Atlanta really getting like the black Hollywood?
That's what they say. That's where I grew up. So for me, I've been like, I went back home after living in L.A. and New York for 30 years
mm-hmm.
for personal reasons. You
yeah,
know,
right.
I got divorced. My parents were like, you need to come home so we can help you with your baby, right?
Yeah.
Who is now 16. But I didn't realize that it had become such a hub of the entertainment business. And so I've been working a lot since I've been in Atlanta. I do a lot. I direct, teach, you know, I do this show. I've been on Tyler Perry shows.
Right.
Okay.
You're just
and I'm in the lobby of a hotel, and people are talking to me. I'm sorry.
They ask you for the autographs. They're taking the selfies and all
yeah,
that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, look, I'm on in the feet. Get away from me.
The other thing is, what's in the pipeline after you finish the obligations with Raising Cain? What's on the horizon for Sister Jasmine Guy?
Well, I have I've been writing, and I have a been commissioned to write a play based on the book that I wrote about Afeni Shakur about 5 years ago called Evolution of a Revolutionary. And she's the mother of Tupac Shakur, and I wrote this book and have been commissioned to write a play version of it. And I've also been writing a book deal for Atria Books based on my life. So I've been doing that, which is a kind of solitary thing to do. It ain't really exciting until the project's done. I'm also on Tyler Perry's new show, If Loving You Is Wrong.
If Loving You Is Wrong, yeah.
you can't get no more R&B than that title. I can't even say that title without wagging my head.
What's it like working for him?
Oh, man, you know, first of all, to go to the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta and come over this little hill and see how beautiful the studios are and all these people that are working and say, oh, I know the person that owns this studio, you know. Right. I've worked at Paramount, MGM, yeah. MTM. It never even occurred to me to know that person or people, you know.
Yeah.
So that just gives you a sense of pride that it's just hard to explain. But he's a lot of fun. He works very quickly. He knows what he wants. And he's doing so many things at the same time. He'll be doing a movie, a TV show, and then working on the next play at the same time. You know, so he's a very energized person. And because he is usually writing and directing at the same time, he knows exactly what he wants. So I'm so old school. I'm used to, like, the committee. Right. You know, there's a committee of writers. Things have to go through the network. Things have to be approved, you know. And we have so little say, but to have direct contact with the creator of the show, for me as an artist, has been great. It's a lot of fun.
Does it also help that the creator is an artist like you, which means he's been in front of the camera, he's gone on a live stage, he's heard the reaction of audiences, so he has a feel for what people will want to see, hear, and touch?
Yeah. There ain't nothing like that, because when you work for somebody and they've never done it, they're trying to get you to do something, but sometimes they don't know how to express it, or they're trying to act through you. He has a way of allowing you to be, you know, he's kind of like with me, just do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, for real? Everything that I did for him, he just took in one take.
Mm.
And I'd be standing there like, we done? He said, yeah, you nailed it. Mm. Why we gotta do it again?
Mm.
I'm like, cool.
Well, you know, and they say Dean Martin was like that. They say even Sinatra was like that. Hey, I want to do it the first take. I got it. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. You already nailed it. But people that don't do it, you know, there was a story about Jennifer Holliday. I don't know if it's true, but when she sang, and I'm telling you, on in the studio, she nailed it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineers or the producer was like, okay, let's go back and punch in this line. She said, I ain't punching in nothing. I sing this song every night.
Yeah.
You know? And that, so the version that we hear is the version she did one time, straight through, you know. And if it's already good, you got to know when to leave it alone, you know.
She is Sister Jasmine Guy. She will be tomorrow night at the world famous, one of the great auditoriums in this country, Clues Hall. It is Raising Cain, a Harlem Renaissance Odyssey. The tickets are $35 and $25, but there's discounts for non-Butler students 18 up, with your ID. Also discounts for kids, seniors, our military, and first responders.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's the first time I've ever seen a discount for first responders. That is
wow.
Neat.
I love that.
And if you need more information, you can call the Clues Hall box office at 940-6444, 940-6444, or go online to Clues Hall. And if you're from Indianapolis, you know how Clues is spelled, clueshall.org. And if you want more information about Sister Jasmine Guy, she's got a great web address. I am JasmineGuy.com.
Keep Keep it simple.
Wait a minute. It's got great pictures of her. It let me know what airline she flew on. Oh, girl, I ain't mad at you monetizing it. I am not. One final thing. You mentioned your kid, 16. Do they want to go in the business?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm like, for her,
okay.
She knows the underbelly of the business, so she's not deluded about what that means. But if that's what she wants to do, I'll be there to support her in any way I can. But she's not going in thinking, oh, I'm just going to be a star. You know, you got to go in and want to be good first. Now, if you're going in to be a star, probably in the wrong business.
One final thing. Do you hear from adults that said, you inspired me to go to college?
Absolutely. Every day. It's amazing. Who knew? That show tripled enrollment in HBCUs. Tripled. And, you know, I just watched the Unsung Hollywood.
Yeah.
About a different world, and I was sitting there like I didn't even know, you know, because you're kind of singular-minded as an actor. But when you look at the impact that show has had on college enrollment and HBCU enrollment, and you realize, wow, I just thought I was on a sitcom.
See, it's amazing what you learn on Unsung Hollywood on TV One.
I love that show. Unsung is like an amazing. Those shows are amazing. The one on Pam Grier, the one on Cooley High, the one on all the fabulous singers and artists. It's just a fabulous show.
Sister,
it makes you feel proud, you know.
Sister Jasmine Guy, it is an honor and a privilege to have you in our city. It's an honor and privilege to have you there. Go get the hot tea and rest your voice and rest your ankles, because I'm sure the cameras are not looking at you. Is that Jasmine Guy on the phone sitting in the lobby of this hotel? What is she? They probably think that you're talking to New York or Hollywood. Just tell me you're talking to Amos on WTLC, and they'll know who the heck it is. It is
and
an honor.
Amos, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Promise you tomorrow I'm gonna be off the chain.
I know.
I'm just gonna go unpack my bags right now and go watch a good movie.
There you go. Chill out. And again, thank you very, very much. He's at Clues Hall tomorrow, Raising Cain, about the Harlem Renaissance. She's going to be dancing. She's going to be singing. She's going to be genuflecting. And she's going to be bringing our culture alive at historic Clues Hall. Sister Jasmine Guy, God bless you. Have a safe journey here in our community and a great time here. That's it for today. We'll do it all again tomorrow when we talk live with the head of Indiana's Department of Child Services. Also, the Little League will be here. The Little League is looking for a few good baseball players to be a part of Little League, or the Douglas Little League. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live at 1:00.